This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, May 15th. Well, cattle markets had a strong day on Friday. In fact, strong for the week, as we had an impressive day following the crop report. Well, we had some pressure in corn, at least to start with, and that kind of spurred the feeder cattle higher. Live cattle were moving on their own as well. After chopping around through a couple days before that, we finally broke out to the upside. So we had a reversal down on Wednesday, and then, you know, a strong day on Tuesday, reversal down on Wednesday, quiet day on Thursday, and then Friday it popped back up and actually put in a new high for the move in live cattle. In feeders, a little bit more subdued. Tuesday you were pushed higher, and then we just were flat the rest of the week, and then started to push again to the upside, at least on the back months in feeders. The front month May has really struggled. It's been fascinating to watch this feeder cattle market over the last few months. In fact, the bear spreads have worked very well despite the market moving higher. So the front month April, the front month May, just has not been the leader to the upside. So clearly the market expects that supplies of feeder cattle are going to be much tighter in the fall than they are in the spring. And that's largely because of the drought in the southern and central plains. Those calves that would have been on grass and placed later in the summer or in the early fall are being placed now because there's just nothing to feed them. So that's kept a kind of a lid on the front month, whereas it just increases the fear of tight supplies for the back months. But nevertheless, you do want to see your front months be the leader in a bull market, and that's just simply not the case. We are getting up into the next level of resistance on these deferred months for the feeders. Front months, you took out some key support levels and you've not been able to get back there. So we're still looking at more of a bearish situation, at least from a front month perspective on the feeders. In live cattle, we've had a series of sell signals, and the market, I think, has pulled away enough from the contract high that was put in early April to confirm that that was a seasonal high. But it's interesting, the front month June came back down and tested the breakouts from late Feb, early March, and have managed to bounce off of that. The back months spent a little time below those support levels, but now they're back above them. So I don't think that they are going to see new highs, but the front month June might take one more stab at that high. I don't think it'll take it out, just simply because we're coming into the summer months. Usually your cash markets are under pressure. You work your way lower into June. Sometimes that stretches out into August. I think it just depends on consumer demand, but it's remarkable to see how consumer demand has hung in there. Despite cheap pork and chicken, you know, beef consumption has stayed fairly steady. It is impressive. The cash markets last week started out on a weaker tone, but by the end of the week, we were basically trading steady on the Fed trade at 174. Dress trade also started out the week down about 4, ended at 280, which is down just 1 on the week. Box beef values have on the choice, at least, were lower every day last week, down about a buck almost every day. No different on Friday, down 111. So we're sitting at 305. The select was up just 10 cents at 285. The spread lost $1.21. We're sitting at 1993. Movement was 115 loads. So despite, maybe because of the weaker box beef values, even though they weren't that weak, just trickling lower, box beef movement was very impressive. Almost every day, over 100 loads. So for the week, we moved 580 loads. That's the highest that we've seen in several weeks. Slaughter rate on Friday, 124,000 head. For the week at 630,000 head. That was up 17,000 over the previous week and up 21,000 over the previous year. For the week, we had dressed weights at 817 pounds. That was down 1 from the previous week and down 1 from a year ago. Total beef production, 527 million pounds. For feeder cattle index, we're up $1.18, sitting at 200.58. So feeder cattle index had been chopping around back and forth and had a nice little bump on Friday. So it's hanging right in there too. I think the rains in the southern plains, in particular across much of Texas, and certainly over the weekend, we got a lot of rain over the panhandles, probably, recharging pastures. Cattle that didn't have to be moved already, they can hang on for a little while longer. But it's unlikely that you're going to be placing cattle on grass in the far southern plains this late in the season. So I think what's moved is probably already moved. This stops the movement, at least for the short term. We'll see what kind of follow-up we get. But they are pretty widespread soaking rains, the first good rains that they've seen in months and months. It's too late for the winter wheat crop, but it's certainly going to help hold off any further deterioration as far as pastures go. So, moving forward, I would look for the seasonal patterns to continue to work, which would typically be a drag on futures, both live cattle and feeder cattle, into the midsummer months, and then probably start to work our way higher from there. We still have to go through the rebuilding process, and we haven't even really started that yet. So we're going to be looking at tight numbers of feeder cattle for the foreseeable future. That does underpin feeder cattle in the bigger picture, but I think short term, markets had a big run, and the path of least resistance in the short term for feeder cattle and live cattle is lower, at least over the next month or two. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.